SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's unemployment rate ticked up a notch last month to 4.1%. The Labor Department out with the June jobs report this morning. And while 206,000 jobs were added last month, job growth for the months of April and May was revised lower by 111,000.
More than half of the jobs added in June were jobs we thought we already had. In other words, the previous 2 months were yet again revised down, and revised down quite heavily.
Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni. A changing of the guard in the U.K.
Britain's Labour Party has won the general election, bringing a new party to power for the first time in 14 years. But Labour Party leader Keir Starmer doesn't actually become Prime Minister until he's invited to by King Charles III in a carefully choreographed ceremony.
Correspondent Anika Kirka in London says Starmer succeeds Conservative PM Rishi Sunak. After visiting Ukraine, Hungarian Prime Minister Orban has arrived in Moscow, talks with Russian President Putin discussing peace proposals for Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, a horrific crash in the midst of Independence Day festivities in New York City.
A sad incident marred 4th of July celebrations on Manhattan's Lower East Side Thursday night. New York police say two people died on the scene. A third person was later confirmed dead, and eight others were injured after a Ford F-150 pickup truck drove into a group at Corlears Hook Park at a high rate of speed. The first fire department crew to arrive at the scene found the pickup truck on top of four of the victims. Authorities were testing the driver for possible alcohol use. Mayor Eric Adams says investigators do not believe the crash was an act of terrorism. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is down 77 points, while the Nasdaq trading 85 points higher. This is SRN News. A man has won a beauty contest in Maryland.
Bailey Ann Kennedy, a man who is living as a woman, was crowned Miss Maryland, the first transgender person to win that prize. A number of other contestants are expressing their dissatisfaction, pointing out how men are invading women's spaces, both in beauty contests and in sports, that have actually been winning pageants for several years now, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Kennedy will compete in the Miss USA show next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's renowned Nazi hunter Serge Klarsfeld is advising Jewish voters in Sunday's parliamentary elections to choose the conservative National Rally Party. The 88-year-old Jewish historian, who has dedicated his life to bringing fugitive Nazis to justice, warns that the left-wing parties support the Palestinians and have anti-Semitic overtones. He adds that National Rally supports Israel as well as supporting the Jewish people. This is SRN News. Challenging times for a couple of high-end retailers, and now they're joining forces.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue plans to buy rival Neiman Marcus. The deal is worth $2.65 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled, as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of people evacuated during a Northern California wildfire have been allowed to return home. A Butte County spokesman says a vast majority were able to go home yesterday. More details, SRNNews.com.